Have you ever looked at something and thought, that could be better? How about a surf break?
Really, I was just a cowboy, I suppose I was. I was just looking at it from a surfer, sitting on the rocks and, you know, and just going, well, if we do something with this, it will definitely make a difference. And a lot of my mates were on board as well, so they all went, wow, imagine if we could do that. And there was a lot of people that said, like, man, you've lost the plot, you know, you need to book yourself in.
That's Greg Redgard from Bagara, just off the coast of Bundaberg in Queensland. He looked at his local surf break and the rocks getting in the way of a safe and smooth ride and went on a 10-year mission to do something about it.
One day I was sitting at home and I got the letter in the mail to, well, pretty well the first ever in the world to go down and change the seafloor so we could surf over it. Yeah, money was a big thing. I didn't have much money, still haven't got that much money. So I mortgaged my house and borrowed money off my mortgage and jumped on it really fast and got it done over a period of sort of three times. I went down there with the excavator. And then all of a sudden we had this great place to surf, and yeah, ever since then it's just been a hit from then on.
Prior to this, his job didn't exactly involve engineering or creating artificial surf breaks.
Yeah, I cut sugarcane by hand. So no engineering experience. It was just all just looking. And I put some white rocks out in the surf. So I paddled out there at high tide and found the spots that were full and deep that you couldn't surf through. And then went back with the excavator, found the rocks that I dropped there. And then we got the excavator to shift it and just manipulate the underwater landscape so you could surf over it. And obviously all the big rocks that were sticking up, there was probably, 10 or 15 really big ones that just made it unrideable. And they were just taken and not removed from the area, but just put on the shoreline. So people still use those same rocks today to fish off and stuff like that. Mm. They're just not in the path of the surfer.
Did you measure how much rock you actually moved?
The scientists did. The scientists come from Sydney. A guy called Andrew Pitt come up and he did some valuations and all that sort of stuff. But yeah, it was tons. It was tons of rock that we relocated. That's the important word. We didn't remove them, we just relocated them. Yeah. And then we just made the surface area under the water flat so that the wave could break over it. Not rocket science really when you think about it.
Yeah, but I think a lot of people would look at that and go, oh, that's annoying, but not that's annoying, let's do something about it.
No, well, that's true too. And I'm a passionate surfer. I've surfed since I was 10 years old or something. All my kids surf. My daughter's a pro surfer. And we've just always been in the water our whole lives, whether I'm spearfishing or surfing or stuff like that, you know. So, yeah, I think it comes from that sort of as well. And once I started on it, it became a bit of a passion then, and I just sort of kept at it, kept chewing at it, and in the end it all come to fruition and worked.
That reef is now called Burkitt's Reef, but honestly, most locals know it as Greg's Reef. And to this day, he still surfs on that break, which he created.
Oh, look, at 61, it's just fantastic. My children are so proud of me, and all my friends, you know. And you still come across the odd person that's, thinks, oh, why don't you just go live somewhere with better surf? And I thought, oh, no, I bought some better surf to my own town.